Emer, looking forward to getting back at a crack at an Ulster championship once again. What, after 4 years?
Yes, after 4 years. So it's brilliant to be back in contention now for Ulster. We've had a quiet few years now on the Ulster front, so I think we're well ready now to be back in the campaign.
Yeah, and obviously won Donegal this year, won it handsomely. How has preparations gone since?
Yeah, so our preparations began the week of the final itself. And, you know, there was no real time for celebration after, because it's such a quick turnaround then for Ulster. So no, training's been going well, and, you know, thankfully we've been injury-free so far as well. So I think we're in a good position heading into Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. What are you, 3 weeks? Do you actually step up the training for Ulster, or you just keep going along with where you are?
Well, Ulster football is very, very different even to the county football here in Donegal at the minute. It's definitely tougher, it's quicker, and, you know, you really do have to kind of change your system and change your game plan for Ulster. So I think it will be, you know, a bit of a shock for the younger girls on our team, because, you know, the level has just stepped up so much, and it's, the physicality really does increase. So, yeah, we did have to up our training in terms of fitness and, you know, work more on our tactics and our gameplay. So, you know, it'll be a new territory for the younger girls in our team to see what Ulster football is actually like.
Yeah, because as we mentioned, it's your first time back in 4 seasons, and the team and the squad has changed quite a bit since that, hasn't it?
It sure has, yeah. We've had a massive turnover of players since 2014 and 2015, so it really is like round two for us older players that have been there since the likes of 2010. So it's, you know, we've a brand new team there with girls that have never been, you know, playing in the Ulster campaign yet, so it's going to be a new experience for all of us really this yeah. time around.
Yeah, but the feeling is there's still enough of experience there with yourself and Nicole and Geraldine McLaughlin and those girls, and obviously Roisin Friel as well, all have experience of Ulster campaigns.
For sure, yeah. So, you know, this time round playing in Ulster is going to be so different for us. I know some people will be thinking it will be the county players that will see us through the games, but unfortunately Ulster is not like that. The county players on each team usually do tend to cancel each other out, and it really is, you know, the other players that make up the team that wins the games. So there is a lot of pressure on the younger girls and the new girls that are coming into the team, because we will be so dependent on them, because there really is no place for hiding in Ulster. It's, you know, every player has to perform to their absolute best in order to win your game. So it will be a new experience for them as well.
And tell me, Clan Éireann from Armagh, your opponents, do you know much of them? Or?
Well, we don't know much about them, really. We know that they have been successful. They've been unlucky not to reach the Ulster final now for a few years. They've been beaten in the semi-final stages of the competition. They do have 7 county players that play for Armagh, so just from playing for Donegal, we would be quite familiar with those girls that do play for Armagh. But they do seem to be a strong and seasoned team. You know, a lot of them, or their age bracket would be a little bit higher than ours. They'd have a lot of girls in their 20s, which is, you know, unlike us. So they definitely will be a tough outfit. They seem to be a real team. They defend together and they attack together. So we're just going to have to catch them on the break if we're going to beat them on Sunday.
You're at home, worth a point or two?
It definitely is. The home advantage is going to play into our hands, hopefully. You know, it's familiar ground, and I think it'll take the sort of hype of the occasion away for the younger girls a bit as well. And sure, you know yourself, having the home crowd behind you is always like the 16th player. So we're hoping we'll get some good support on Sunday as well for that.
Yeah, and obviously a great incentive as well, obviously not only getting through to an Ulster semi-final, but that'll be at home as well.
Yeah, so it really is. The draw couldn't be better for us this year if we are to progress. You know, to have a second home game after the first round would just be fantastic. And, you know, as you said yourself, it is worth a point or two. So, you know, the pathway itself this year couldn't be better for us.
Nevertheless, it'll be one game at a time, I'm sure.
It really is. You know, we keep saying that from here on out, every game is a bonus. And, you know, our goal this year had been, you know, to win the county championship. But at the same time, when you have the advantage of home grounds for 2 games in a row, like, you have to take it while it's there. And you know, we do really have a great chance to progress this year.
And tell me, have you got everybody?
We've got everybody, which is great. You know, we've had flus and knocks and niggles for the last few weeks, but I think everyone should be okay for Sunday.